Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching this live, be sure to comment and let me know where you are tuning in from tonight. If this is your first time here, my name's Cade Moyer, and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, tonight's the night, because we are doing open lines. If you have a story that you want to share, the number is on the screen. It is 07-3040-3096. So it's been a hot minute, guys. It's been so long that my hair has started to grow back since we've done a bit of a night shift. It's been a little while, so schedules have been crazy. UFO shows have been on, so it's just fallen the way that it's fallen. So it is good to be back. So guys, let me know if I am coming through loud and clear for you, because yeah, this is it feels like this is the first time. It's been quite a while. So it looks like we've got a couple of people watching us on YouTube tonight. So thank you so much for joining us. And it looks like we've got a couple of new names in there. So if this is your first time, welcome. Be sure to let me know how you found the show, because that is always that's the most important thing to me, I think, when it comes to this podcast, is knowing where people are finding it. Because you never know where someone's going to find the podcast. And for those wondering, it is, we're in the home studio tonight, not in the big studio. The schedules just didn't align for me to get there. So, we're just running with the home setup, and I think it's pretty good. The cameras aren't as flash here. For people in the US, that means fancy. But it will do the job. I think we're going good. So I don't know about you guys, but is anyone else feeling a little bit of UFO UAP fatigue at the moment? I feel like the universe has been so heavily focused on the UFO and UAP field that it is almost a little bit draining to kind of get more information about it. But I will never run out. I will never run to empty on it, because we are in the most pivotal moment of I feel like UFO history. Depending on what sources you kind of want to go with, it all sounds like it's starting to, the boiling pot isn't going to boil over. It seems like things are simmering down a little bit, and I feel like the UFO field is going to go a little bit quiet for a little while. I don't know if that's going to change things or not, but what I do see that doing is opening up the door for leaks. I think we are going to have a lot of videos that leak out of military personnel making its way to, people like Jeremy Corbell. He really seems to be a huge instigator of that. He doesn't release anything that's, you know, classified, of course, but he does seem to be the man on the inside who's able to get this type of stuff out here. So it is going to be rather interesting because you have people like Ross Coulthard, who's obviously one of the key instigators for UAP transparency in the world, and he's basically been one of the people right at on the front line for transparency and disclosure and all things related to that. And he even seems to think that things are going to start settling down a little bit. So look, I would really, really love to hear your thoughts. If you think things are slowing down, do you think things are just starting to get interesting? I would love to know your thoughts. And you can do that by calling me. The number is 07-3040-3096. And sorry, I'm kind of bumping the equipment everywhere. I do want to talk to you about something that is UFO related though, and that is the AARO just got a website after being in action for what feels like 2 or 3 years now, maybe under different names, but yeah, they've been kind of going for that little period. They are now available online, which is an absolute joke because this is supposed to be one of the places that gets reported to for UFO information. And I don't get me wrong, I completely understand that they do not want the general public calling in, emailing in, contacting them with their encounters, because the reality is, for the US government, that those encounters really mean nothing because it is not vetted by anyone within their government agencies, which is fine. I get it, because you can imagine the spectrum of people and encounters that they would potentially receive if it was an open floodgate, so to say. But yeah, tonight I'm gonna go through this new website, and it got brought to my attention just the other day. So if you're a Believe Plus member, you'll be able to watch this video again on our website. If you are listening to the audio only version, just know that you can jump over there too. So look, we're going to jump in here. I'm going to show this website, and we'll quickly go through it. So this is the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office's website, AARO. And I'm going to be straight up honest here. This website looks shit. This looks like it was made by the intern, and come on, man, this is bad. Like I build websites, like that's my job, and this feels like this was the intern, the work experience kid's job. This is just not good at all. So guys, I won't be able to see your messages for a minute here, but yeah, this is just the crappiest website, and it does not fill me with any type of confidence to go, hey, yeah, cool, this is really going to show us what's going on, because it shows me nothing. So let's go through this. So we get a director's message, which is from Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick himself, the director of AARO. And it says, welcome to the website for the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Our team of experts Gowdy, claimed to be an expert in the UFO field, is leading the US government's efforts to address unidentified anomalous phenomena, aka UAP, using a rigorous scientific framework and a data-driven approach. AKA, they've been ignoring it the entire time until David Grush came out. Since its establishment in July 2022, AARO has taken important steps to improve data collection, standardize reporting requirements, and mitigate the potential threats to... You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum. Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.